You're press even using brief. Hundreds of Palestinian Bedouins have held a protest rally against an Israeli plan to demolish two villages in the southern city of Be'er Sheva, shouting anti-Israeli slogans. Protesters, including Palestinian lawmakers, called for a halt to the demolition of Atir and Umam al-Hiran villages in the Negev Desert. At least 5 Turkish soldiers have been killed in fresh confrontations with Kurdish militia in the restive southeast. Army says soldiers were killed in the provinces of Mardin and Diyarbakir since Wednesday. Army also says at least 244 PKK militants in total have been killed in the region so far. A Syrian official says the ceasefire in his country can succeed if Turkey and Saudi Arabia stop interfering and end their support for militants. The Deputy Minister for National Reconciliation, Ahmad Munir, said that Damascus is determined to fight terrorism. And he also said the failure to obtain peace will increase the terror threat to Europe. Mexico's finance ministers rejected the proposal by the U.S. presidential hopeful Donald Trump to build a wall along the common border at Mexico's expense. Luis Videgaray said the wall will not stop illegal immigration to the U.S. and will rather disrupt millions of dollars of bilateral trade. Spain's Princess Cristina has testified in a tax fraud trial, which is part of hearings into a landmark corruption case centered on her husband's business dealings. Princess says that she didn't know why the couple's personal expenses were paid for with a credit card from their co-owned company. Russia's ambassador to the UN warns that the war in Yemen will continue for a very long time due to the insistence of its fugitive government on its conditions for ceasefire. Now, this as the UN aid chief warned warring sides against measures that would further restrict humanitarian aid access in Yemen. An Egyptian court has sentenced 170 supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood movement to prison. Defendants were accused of torching churches in Minya province following military ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. Nearly a dozen Brotherhood members were also given terms of up to 10 years for anti-government protests.